Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the weekly West Ham update. Now, today we're going to be covering subjects along the transfer window, which we actually are pretty much all the way through now. We've got roughly about, I would say, less than 10 days left of the transfer window, and it's been relatively quiet. But right now, I'm going to cover such as things as the return of Jared Bowen, which is what we want to be hearing, the Mavropanos situation, the midfielder situation we now have, and the biggest problem of them all, which we all know is our striker problem. Now, the return of Jared Bowen, which is all, as I said, we want to hear, he will be returning for the Chelsea game. Now, earlier today, this morning, on his Instagram story and the West Ham Instagram story, there was a picture of Jared Bowen on the grass, which is, to my ears and eyes, a big, big surprise, bearing in mind that he has been out injured with a broken ankle. We knew a couple of weeks ago that he would be returning ahead of schedule, but the fact that he's now back on the grass is a big, big sign for West Ham. As I say, he will be ready and fit, hopefully, to start against Chelsea. If not, it will be a substitution. But nonetheless, he will be playing, and he will be back for the Chelsea game. Now, the last game West Ham played, we took a brutal loss, 2-0 to Crystal Palace at home. Bearing in mind, it was only the second game that Graham Potter had been in charge for West Ham. But the situation around Mavropanos, now we all know that game per game, Mavropanos just seems to be making mistake after mistake after mistake. It started off small by giving the ball away. I don't know if you guys remember last season, his first major problem was he would gather the ball and turn around in the direction of which the striker is now attacking him, instead of collecting the ball and making sure, listening, hearing, watching, you know, out for signs. And yeah, that's when the mistakes started. I don't think personally he is Premier League material, and it proved last game, and in fact it's proved most of this season and the end of last season, that he is not Premier League material. He received a red card, as we know, the last game. Very, very stupid. You know, you shouldn't be putting your foot up that high anyway. We all know it was a very dangerous tackle, stupid, and could have been avoided. But nonetheless, we have now got the youngster from the academy, Casey, to step in. Will it give Kilman a little bit of breathing space and kind of give him a little bit of an ego boost to say, all right, I'll take this kid on board and I will, you know, bring this kid up under my wing? We don't know. But we do know that him and Mavropanos didn't seem to be bouncing off each other. They were both on edge, you know. Every time they got the ball, Kilman, you know, he was almost scared what Mavropanos was going to do, and it seemed that Mavropanos was feeling the same. But with Mavropanos out now for one match, hopefully Graham Potter, as we all know, he has a big track record for academy players, like he did at a hit down here in the southeast for Brighton. He has brought a lot of academy players through Brighton and made them shine, and you know, they've turned out really good players. Will he do the same for Casey? Well, put it this way, he's played Casey more times than Lopetegui and David Moyes combined. So it kind of says something, and as we know that Graham Potter put in his press conference that he is looking and is very confident when looking towards the academy. But that was Mavropanos and the defensive part covered. We now return to the midfield. Now we all know, you know, we can't always rely on Souček. You know, Koufal, although he's not, you know, really a midfield player, he tends to drift in. And we also have the Paquetá situation, where every time he gets the ball, he seems to want to roll around roll around on the floor as if he was checking out the grass and making sure that it's cut to height. As we all know, he's very good on his ball and he's very good at pace, but sometimes his skills kind of put him down a bit, you know, and gives away the ball a lot. And he's also facing, you know, the possible life ban on his career for his betting allegations last year. But we should look towards the academy yet again. Graham Potter knows that we have a great academy. It's not called the West Ham Academy for nothing. You know, we aren't an academy for nothing. So will he now start to look more to the midfield? As we know, Soler, we've got him on loan from PSG. And we are looking towards buying him off of PSG, which in my opinion I think is a very good shout. You know, he's the next big thing for our Spanish, you know, past, as we know, the one we don't talk of, who went to Real Betis, which would never have happened, but hey. And yeah, the Souček, you know, he's getting older. He's coming to the end of his contract this year, as Fabianski is as well, you know. So will Graham Potter keep this man and bring him on from the bench, or will he continue to start him? You know, we can always rely on Thomas, you know, to bang in the head, you know, last minute, you know, and save our backsides. But he's slowly losing his touch, as he is, as you can tell through game. Slowly but surely, he's losing his touch. Now, I might be wrong, but that's personally from what I see. Let me know what you guys think down below. Now, as we know, West Ham's biggest problem for the last, I would say, 6 years has been a striker. We have gone through more strikers than any Premier League team has done over the last 6 years. Now, there is one for me that shines more, and that's Wolves striker Cunha. Now, he recently was in talks with Wolves on getting his contract extended for another 2 years, but today has turned it down. There has been a green light that Cunha will be on the transfer market, and we are expecting roughly £60 to £70 million for him. Now, we know the recent striker bid for John Duran was turned down at £57 million plus add-ons, where they were asking £70 million plus add-ons for the striker. Now, I think Cunha would be a really, really good shout. You know, he's done well for Wolves. He gets in positions. You know, he squeezes through the defence when he needs to. And I just think overall he would be the man to go for. You know, we know that our owners like to put stupid bids. You know, the Sullivan himself likes to put stupid bids on players, and he has admitted that he is taking over the transfer window. But we know that he likes to buy in old boys or players that are young but are broken. And we're going to get to the broken one now, which is Ferguson from Brighton. We know that Potter has previously worked with Ferguson, and we know that Ferguson is an injury-prone player, as he is out at the moment. I think he's back on the 27th, I think I've read on the Brighton site. Would you guys like to see Ferguson at West Ham? My opinion is, now this is my opinion only, I would stay away from him. He is injury-prone, and as we know, West Ham love injury-prone players. We know Sullivan likes to buy these players that are injury-prone, and it's more likely that we will end up with Ferguson. Yes, he's young, but again, he is very injury-prone, you know, so would it be a gamble, you know, to bring in Ferguson and be in the exact same position next month where all of our strikers are out? You know, we can't always rely on Bowen, you know, and we're quite lucky that he's coming back to that position. But I don't think it's going to be a good gamble putting the money on Ferguson, but we will see on that one. And the last one is Andres Silva. Yeah, from Fulham. Now, Fulham are a team that, well, as we know, are above us. And Andres Silva's not having a great season, but he's having an okay season. Would he join West Ham? That's probably not going to happen now, is it? You know, why would you want to take a step back? But it's not a step back, but it is, you know, to a team that are below Fulham. Again, I don't think that's going to happen with the Silva situation. We are monitoring a 21-year-old from the Netherlands. But that's got very quiet. But again, it'll probably be another player that we bring in and stick in the academy and then just see what happens with him. But overall, Cunha, Ferguson and Silva are the main ones. The main one we're probably going to end up bringing in is either Ferguson or the youngster. And just leaving Bowen up front and having Somerville and Kudus, Paquetá in the middle with Souček and Soler, and then Bissaka, possibly Koufal, or maybe even moving Palmieri across, you know, and then having Kilman, Casey and Mavropanos when he gets back. Or Cresswell. I think Cresswell, you know, he's done us well for 10 years. I think put Cresswell in, as it could be his last season. So that's how it could line up. The transfers has been rather quiet. A lot of rumours, a lot of, you know, shadows and dust and powder going around. There's not been any concrete links. It's just talk. But as I say, we've only really got less than 10 days to go of the window, and it's not great. You know, we wanted to get a player in early on to be able to incorporate in the team in training and stuff, because again, we've got Villa this weekend at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And as we know, Villa are at the top and they are Champions League contenders, as they did us dirty last time, you know, giving us a good backside whooping, should we say. If we do not get a striker before the weekend, I know we're today Wednesday, you know, will it be a big, big problem if we don't get a striker? Yes, but we can't always rely on Bowen. As I say, we got the game at the weekend against Villa. We are away, which is not good, because Villa Park's not always the greatest place to play. But with, as I say, Jarrod Bowen being ready for the Chelsea game, thankfully Mavropanos will be clear of this Villa game, so we should be able to substitute him for Cresswell or Casey. But yeah, no, I've covered everything. You know, it's great that Bowen's back, personally. You know, he's been missed. And just hope that within the next couple of days, you know, the headlines shout, we've got a striker, and it's not someone that's broken or someone that's old and coming to the end of his career, as we like to do so. There has been no news on Antonio. All we know is that he does like training with the team at Rush Green. And, yeah, as I said, we've covered everything. Yeah, come on, you Irons.